this way.
Why you did not thought in beginning?
Beginning of my...
When you were with Swami Maharaj in the beginning, you were not having desire.
I didn't have...
You were like brahmachari.
Yes, yes. But this came when I was already about
30. If a brahmachari chanting, serving, reading, developing his Krishna consciousness, will he prefer a married life?
That in the beginning I was not thinking of that. But later, that was after Swami Maharaj left.
Because we see that Bharat Maharaj, he was married life, and after that he left. He never returned. Raghunath Das Goswami was of married life, and he quickly gave up and he went. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also he was married life, and he gave up, and he never returned. They preferred that, that life is more helpful for doing bhajan, more than this. But you, about more than 10 years serving like brahmacharis. No harm. 5 years, 10 years, same thing. But what was your helpful in this life, more than that? Can it be told that you developed your Krishna consciousness, or you lost something? What can a neutral person think? Anyhow, no harm. It has been told that whether you are in married life or anywhere, sthane sthita tanvang manovhir prayasho ajit jitu apitrayatra lokya. Anywhere. But he should be in association of high class of Vaishnava, more than what I am. And serving Hari Katha, hearing always. Doing pranam to that place, doing pranam to who is telling Hari Katha, doing pranam to the person who is arranging, doing pranam to who told Srimad Bhagavatam, like Vyasadeva and Sukadeva Goswami, those who are hearing, like Parikshit Maharaj, and to that very same pastime to whom I am hearing. Then he can even conquer and control Krishna, who is never controlled by anyone. So no harm. You should be in association, chanting, remembering for all. It is not true that lady devotees are less intelligent or less in devotion. We see that they are more superior. Draupadi was more superior than five Pandavas. Gopis were more higher than gopis, even. Yashoda Maiya was more superior than Nanda Baba. No harm. But you should try to utilize all these things in Krishna consciousness. No harm. I'm telling only to give some inspiration to do bhajan. Not like that you fell down or what, nothing. Where you are from there, you should try to hear Hari Katha. So first we should know what is bhakti. Yesterday we told. What we told?
No.
Anna Vilasita Sunna. Jnana Karmat Dhanabhrtam Manukulle Krishna Shilanam Bhaktir. You know this shloka? Have you heard?
Yes.
You should try to explain what is the meaning of this shloka. More loudly, not like you are a dying horse. I don't like.
Anya Vilasita Sanyam Gyana Karma Janavatam Anupuyena Krishnanu Shidanam Bhakta Uttama. Anya Vilasita Sanyam, without other desires, Karma Gyana Janavatam.
What?
Without desires for.
He told tomorrow, I told that you should follow. How he told? You remember? Can you tell?
The constant and uninterrupted.
Huh?
The constant and uninterrupted performance of activities which lead towards bhakti, form with mind, body, and speech. Devotional sentiments, which isn't covered by karma or gyan.
Have you remembered? Oh, have you remembered? First shloka. What is the meaning?
Those activities which are performed by. With mind, body, and words, which are performed exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna, or which are favorable to him, and which are not covered by karma and jnana.
And something left. Yes, sir. Again. Here.
In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami is explaining the intrinsic nature of bhakti. In the second line, Anukuyena Krishna Anu Shrinam Bhakti Uttama. So, if we want to know this verse...
Yes, at all. Try to hear.
First, we have to come to the word Anushilana, which means the constant and uninterrupted cultivation of all activities of the body, mind and words, along with the cultivation of the transcendental sentiments in relationship to Krishna, which is performed exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna, devoid of any unfavorable mood. That cultivation of activities and sentiments should be completely devoid of all desires other than to satisfy Krishna, and should not be covered by the desire for reward-seeking activities or the knowledge which is aimed at impersonal liberation. Such activities and cultivation is called Uttama Bhakti.
Have you all heard? Oh, Dhruva was a bhakta, devotee. And he went to the forest. Narad initiated him. And he did bhakti to Narayan. Narayan came and he gave or he fulfilled his desire. What kind of bhakti is of Dhruva Maharaj? You?
It's mixed bhakti because he had some...
I'm not hearing. I'm old person.
Karma Mishra Bhakti, because he has...
Gyana Mishra?
Karma. Because originally he had some desire to have a bigger kingdom than his father.
It is bhakti or not?
It's mixed. It's a... Less of bhakti, but it's
bhakti,
mixed.
But mixed. With karma. How? How it is mixed with karma?
Because because he had some personal desire for himself.
What desire?
To get a, he wanted a bigger kingdom than his father.
So, what kind of karma mishra bhakti is this? Can you? Oh, very good. What?
Sakam.
Eh?
Sakam.
Sakam bhakti. Moreover, kya ji? Moreover, there are three categories of bhakti. Sarup Siddha, Arup Siddha and Sang Siddha. No? Have you heard all these things?
Not in such details.
No. Like, what is Sarup Siddha Bhakti?
Sarup Siddha Bhakti, jigay sarup gati jay bhakti tani sarup siddha.
Jara, English mein kaho to jay sab log samajhe, hum to samajhte hain. Yes, so they speak in English. Eh? Yeah?
He is for 2 months speaking English. Now he wants to speak.
Navin Prabhu. What?
Sarup Siddha.
What is Sarup Siddha Bhakti? Ota Bilamba kena?
Kimila Borova.
Kibol. বলতে পারছে না
ইংলিশে কি বলবো কি বুঝতে পারছি
তো যা হয় একটু বলো ইউ বৃন্দাবন বিলাসিনী ইউ আর হিয়ারিং ফ্রম সো মেনি টাইমস দেন ইট ইজ মাই ডিফল্ট দ্যাট আই কুড নট গিভ ইউ দিস ডেফিনেশন For me, it is shameful. Shame. I'm shy. No use. Why you? This is my fault that I could not teach you. Bolo.
Those activities which are in and of themselves constituted entirely
of the माथा नीचा करके क्या कर रहा है? उसको देख नहीं रहा. क्या कर रहा है
लिख रहा
है
those activities which are in and of themselves constituted entirely of the angas of devotional service such as shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam vandanam dasam sakyam atmanivedanam nine types or five types sadhu sangha nama kirtan bhagavat shravan
also 64 times kinds
64
then 9 then 5 then 3 then 1
One. Dharma Jai Sarvashista Nama Sankirtan.
So these are all.
What is the definition?
Definition he told. Again.
Those activities which are in and of themselves entirely constituted of the angas of bhakti. 64 types, 9 types, 5 types, 3
directly,
types, 1 type.
Directly. The names, pastimes, qualities, here, remembering and doing all these things directly, nothing else. So by constitution of bhakti, these all angs, angs means limbs of bhaktis are there. Not indirect, and which are indirect from very far away, not
constituted of these limbs.
Limbs, not sarvanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam bandhanam dasyam sakham atmanivedanam, but from very far away by karma or by jnana they touch only bhakti, like shadow of bhakti. they are called, they are not direct bhakti. They are divided into two, Sangha Siddha and Arop Siddha. Arop Siddha, not truly bhakti, Sramanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, but Arop, Arop Siddha, attributed, like gardening, cow herding, cow sheds, Gurukul schools, making any well,
incense factories,
and from then we will take something and we will give to Thakurji or to Vaishnava for the service. Understand? We made Gurukul. Gurukul never, it is not told any bhakti among 64 kinds of bhakti. But if you are making, then it may be that there are 100 boys, students reading. One may can come towards bhakti, otherwise they don't come. And it is not sure that one may come surely. May come, not may come. I have seen here and there the students of Gurukul, after some time they become very desperate, don't obey their father, mother, they don't chant, characterless they becomes, lack of good training, the teachers not characterful, they have not taught them high class of bhakti or anything. So it is very hard. So if a boy may come for bhakti, so it is far. So it is called Arop Siddha Bhakti. Arop means English?
Attributed.
Like you have made a factory and you have decided, or you have made up in the mind that by this factory we will make so many things and we will sell, and this will be given for the service of deities and devotees and guru. Something I will keep for myself and something can be given. This is not bhakti. But far away, we think that from it may come like this. So these are Arop Siddha Bhakti, not bhakti. And it is chance, I think that more than 90% that the things cannot come in service. Very, if devotee is very strong, then he may take. But factory, to make factory, is not bhakti. If anyone chanting, not making factory, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, in any way he is doing, not for Krishna, for his son, Hare Krishna, yet it will be bhakti, Sarup Siddha. It may be not high class of bhakti, but it is bhakti. And that is like Arop Siddha Bhakti. You are understanding something or not? If not, you can tell. You should make more clear. So, try to understand. Otherwise, you will be entangled in this Arop Siddha Bhakti. And you cannot come to real bhakti. And that is why so many ISKCON leaders were entangled in this Arop Siddha Bhakti. They could not realize what is pure bhakti, and they thought that this is real bhakti, to make schools, gurukuls, and all other things.
One question arises that if a pure devotee says you must make gurukul, and they do it under the order...
He has not told for him. for that classes of devotees. And if anyone come, so this is like sangrah ki bole ekta
accumulating.
Accumulating. Are you not? Accumulating mean kya? Tumra ekta Hindi shabd bolte parche na? Are lok sangra. This is called lok sangra. Means all should come. And in that some will hear and be true bhakt. But let them hear. So it is like lok sangra. Not pure bhakti. So, to make them some chance, given chance, that they should come in this line, Shuddha Bhakti. That is he. Otherwise, for there, there is no way. They cannot come to real bhakti. They cannot chant and remember. If they will chant, remember, they will sleep. They will quarrel.
For beginners, it's unqualified for them.
So for them, to take them towards bhakti, it is essential for them. Oh, do this. Otherwise, he will chant and he will sleep. And if anything will be done, given, that you should make these things. In fact, you should do. You should distribute books here and there. Whole day and night they may do this. But if one round even, they cannot, they will sleep. So this is Arup Siddha Bhakti. And Sangha Siddha Bhakti, bolo.
Not constitutionally direct bhakti, but if by associate, it looks like bhakti, it is called Sangha Siddha Bhakti.
Clear. Are amake kena bolcho eder ke bol you should tell to them
constitutional not direct bhakti but the associates of bhakti so it's called sangha siddha bhakti.
What he is telling what he told
at this moment I was not concentrated
na
mujhe manojog sahakare suni
na word tai yemen jese bujhte pare acha again you should tell.
Constitutionally, it is not direct bhakti, but associates with direct bhakti, it is called Sangha Siddha Bhakti.
What he told, Madhav?
For example,
what he told, noted.
Constitutionally, it is not bhakti, but it is associated with bhakti, so it's
yoga. Again?
He said, constitutionally, it is not comprised of pure bhakti, but it is associated with
bhakti, that is why we may call
consider.
It
consider. Sangha Siddha Bhakti.
But not Shuddha Bhakti. Sangha Siddha, like example?
Just like, as for example, the pure Vaishnava has there so many qualities. Among them, the Krishnaika Sarani is prominent. If there is Krishnaika Sarani, surrender Krishna be one pointed, and other qualities like merciful, and not envious, like this will be also granted as Sangha Siddha Bhakti. If there is no Krishna Kasaran, then it is not Sangha Siddha Bhakti.
Yes, sir, clear.
Prabhuji was saying that it is described in Shastra that a Vaishnava has 26 qualities. So the Swarup Lakshana, or the natural characteristic of a Vaishnava, is Krishnaika Sharana, that he is exclusively surrendered to Krishna. So if one is exclusively surrendered to Krishna, then there will be some other qualities, 25 other qualities which will manifest in his character. So these qualities, they may be called Sangha Siddha Bhakti, such as he is always kind and compassionate, he is a friend to all living entities, he's grave, he's silent, he's poetic. So someone may think that all of these things, that these are actually Bhakti, but they're only called Sangha Siddha Bhakti. The associates of bhakti, when they manifest in a person who is surrendering exclusively to Krishna.
Like example, a devotee, pure devotee, may be very kind, merciful. But Bharat Maharaj was a pure devotee. But he was also kind, and that kindness brought him
to become attached
with that deer, and for 3 births he descended. So this kindness, what is? If it is in pure bhakta and he is kind to devotees, and that is why he associates with them, then it is sangha siddha, this kindness, not pure bhakti. But in pure bhakta, if it is, then it will be called sangha siddha. But if this kindness is in a devotee who is no pure devotees, kanishta adhikari, and he is going to do kindness, then that kindness may take him to hell. Understand? So all the kindness, trinadapi sunich, tarorapi sahishnuna, amani manaden, all are sangha siddha. But if it is in devotees pure, then it is bhakti, otherwise not. So these are called sangha siddha. To be kind, to tell truth. To tell truth is not bhakti. You know, Arjun, Krishna told that you should. Yudhishthira Maharaj. And he could not tell. And Arjun? Bhim. They followed Krishna. So it is bhakti. And that is why Yudhishthira Maharaj could not follow his, that Ashwatthama is dead. And he could not tell. And that is why he has to see Narak, hell. So these are like not pure bhakti. So we should see that we should try to come in pure bhakti, which are constitutionally bhakti. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakham. But though the bhakti of Dhruva was constitutionally okay, bhakti, because he was remembering and chanting the mantra of Vishnu or Narayan. But he has some desire. What desire?
I will be king.
I will be very big king. And for this desire, he is sakam bhakta, not pure bhakta. Also we see that someone can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. By envy, that by chanting by this mantra, I will have some power and my enemy will be destroyed. This is also sakam, but this is tamasik. Though he is following that bhakti.
It's Swarup Siddha Bhakti, but tamasik.
Tamasik.
Swarup Siddha.
Yes, because he is chanting, remembering. This bhakti has been rejected. Not bhakti. Against bhakti. Yes. These are divided in all these things.
The Trinadapi
slok,
in this slok, the Kirtaniya
Sadhari, Kirtaniya Sadhari, it is right.
And Trinadapi is either more humble than a blade of grass and tolerant than a tree and to praise others. These three are sangha siddha bhakti. If it is with Kirtaniya Sadha Hari.
Three, not four. But you should know, anyone cannot be Trinadapi suni tarurapi sahishna mani manatin. If pure bhakti and high class of bhakti is not there, he cannot be. So they are, we can tell, but you should understand always, a person who cannot be tolerant if bhakti is not there. He cannot give honor to others if bhakti is not there. So
this is but high class devotee, it's all these three symptoms, but Kirtaniya Sadhari, Sarup Lakshan and other three.
Three other three means?
Trinadapi Sunish, Tarurapi Sunish and Amani Manudena.
Amani Naman, so four or three?
Four.
Why you three? No, four. Amani Manad, two. Amani and Manad. Trinad, four. Four, sir. If not doing Kirtan and four or some shadow some of blend, four
yes.
are there, then they can be like Sangha Siddha.
Even it's not Sangha Siddha.
Eh?
These no. four without Kirtan, no. even not even
not Sangha not even.
So Raghunath Das Goswami, he's so renounced. His renunciation is called Sangha Siddha Bhakti.
Hmm?
Raghunath Das Goswami, he had the quality of being very renounced. So his renunciation is Sangha Siddha Bhakti.
No, he's not.
Even in Uttam Bhagavad, everything is
Sarupsiddha. Everything, pure bhakti. But for others, it will be Sangha Siddha.
Who are in the stage of sadhana?
They are name, chanting name and everything. They are, that these four are intrinsic mood like, not can be differentiated.
For Uttam so Bhagavad, bhakti, all their activities are Sarupsiddha bhakti.
So we should try to know all these things and try to go towards pure bhakti. If you will tell that if you are doing pure bhakti, then how we can maintain our lives? If some Sangha Siddha and Arup Siddha are not taken for help, favorable, then how we can in world for maintenance for grihastha bhakti, it is essential to take help from both karma and jnana. Whatever you are going to marketing, what is this? This is not pure bhakti. But if for Krishna it is helpful, and even to breathe is also karma. To see, this is also karma. We cannot give up. So we can take which are helpful and we can reject which are not helpful. That is why it has Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama. So we should try to follow the bhakti which is constitutionally bhakti, and we can tell, we can take something which are helpful, are those karma and jnana which are not helpful, they should be rejected. But always try to be in association of bhakts. Prahlad Maharaj, what kind of he is bhakt? Why neutral? What?
Prahlad Maharaj is Jnani Bhakta.
Why?
Because he has devotion.
He was Jnani or Jnani Bhakta?
Not Jnani.
Why?
Because there's a
who was Jnani?
Jnani, any person who is trying to understand the truth not by devotion but by its
like Shankaracharya and his followers. They are all Jnanis. Mayavadis. All are Jnanis. And Jnani Bhakta?
It means that they are devotees and they are performing the Uttama Bhakti. But in their mood towards Krishna, they have knowledge of the opulences of Krishna. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the creator, the maintainer, the destroyer. That he is fully satisfied. That he has all potencies, that he is the origin of all incarnations, and all of this Aishwarya Gyan they have in their mood. So they are called Jnani Bhaktas. This is as opposed to the pure devotees of Vrindavan.
Like having all knowledges of Tattva. This is Jnani Bhakta. Like first Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumar. They were Jnani Bhakta. And after that, when he went to Vaikuntha and he took darshan of Narayan by the grace of his father, their father. They became pure bhakta.
They became?
Pure bhakta.
But they're still in category of Gyani bhakta because they have knowledge of the opulence
of Narayan? Somewhat. But they are Gyani bhakta like. At first they were Nirvishesh Gyani like.
First Gyani and then Gyani bhakta.
Gyani bhakta. You should know that Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, they also practice and they know Ashtakaliya Leela. So when we will think more, then we will see that, oh, they are there. Like Sukadeva Goswami, we cannot tell him only Gyani Bhakta. We can tell him. But
common sense,
when we will think that, oh, he is telling Srimad Bhagavatam and he has knowledge of the gopis are supreme head bhakta. Bande nanda bhajai strinam padarenum apiknasa. Like this, asham ho charanarenu jisam.
Sanatana Goswami told him his gopi bhava srita.
Like Parikshit Maharaj. He was not an ordinary bhakta. He can be told, oh, more superior sometimes than Sukadeva Goswami also. And when we will think for Sukadeva Goswami, mane Sukadeva Goswami ke taraf se vichar karne se, mane
from the point of view of
Sukadeva Goswami, then we will see that he is higher. And when we will see
the point of view of Parikshit Maharaj,
oh, then he is more. Very good things.
So if he was played on Krishna's lap, but Sukadeva Goswami was parodied of Srimati Radhika and he Karas being Sri Norish.
No, he Sukadeva Goswami was parrot. And Parikshit Maharaj became gopi. And he told his mother also that you should try to be or follow gopis. Upapati bhav.
Jara
buddha. So how high class of devotee.
Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit both. Sanatana Goswami told
But when we will see from the angle of gyan, tattva gyan, then they can be told like Gyani Bhakta.
Is Gyani Bhakti and Gyani Mishra Bhakti is same?
No. Gyan Mishra Bhakti, no. Gyani Bhakti is another type. They have the knowledge of that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. He can
create
lakhs and lakhs word in a moment and he can destroy it. And he can support and nourish. That Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. This understanding is like that. If anyone wants to come in Braja and to understand the Braja Bhakti, then he should give up all these things. That Krishna is Supreme Personality. He is only the son of Nanda and Yashoda. He is only Gopinath. He is controlled by Radhika. Like this. No opulence there. Opulence covered by Madhurji Bhava. What is the time now?
So
what? Oh. Gaur Pramana. Now you should begin Kirtan. And who spoke yesterday? Two class. No one? Why?
Installation.
Achha. So now you can do some Kirtan and then class. What class? Nectar of
instructions.
First, second, third, fourth slok, as you can do in ordinary way. You should do first kirtan and then, and I should go up, and if initiation, then I will give.